Today's consideration of Men Who Met the Master deals with a man who was born twice. Nicodemus is mentioned only three times in the Bible, each time in the Gospel of John. And there is a progression in his relationship with the Lord Jesus. You see, Nicodemus was greatly interested in the Lord Jesus, the teacher, because Nicodemus was a very religious man. He was in the Sanhedrin. This was an honor to be a member of the Sanhedrin, because they were the folks who superintended the religious life of the nation. They guarded against lapses into idolatry. They judged heretics. And they had a special interest in the temple. And on the first visit the Lord Jesus made to Jerusalem, you will recall he cleansed the temple with a scourge of cords, driving out those who were turning its courts into a place of merchandise. And this action of the young carpenter had acted like a shockwave on the Sanhedrin. And it had long tolerated this monetary traffic in the temple. And many of the people, were incensed at the Lord Jesus. And Nicodemus was interested, so he paid him a private visit. And Jesus interested Nicodemus professionally as well. So you see, Nicodemus had a number of reasons to be interested in the Lord Jesus. Being very religious, he had a personal interest. And when he came flattering the Lord Jesus. He came by night, and he came complimenting him. He was very polite, not perhaps as some of the other members of the Sanhedrin would have been, who were so incensed at the Lord Jesus cleansing the temple. But the Lord Jesus didn't listen very long, according to John 3. He interrupted him with the most startling statement that Nicodemus had ever heard. He said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus came back with the question, "Well, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" No doubt he looked at himself. He was much larger than the infant child that had been born to his mother, and he knew this was a physical impossibility. The Lord's shaft crumpled all the religious hopes of Nicodemus. The carefully erected tower of good works, of moral, upright living, of his religious life, all just was demolished at his feet. Because the Lord Jesus went ahead to explain to him that a man doesn't enter into the kingdom of God by being born physically, but by being born spiritually. And that's what he means by the new birth. Except a man be born of the Spirit. Except a man have a spiritual birth, he cannot have the kingdom of God. If Nicodemus could not get into the kingdom by his own efforts, friend, nobody could. He was religious, he was moral, he was refined. Let me tell you, if he couldn't get there by being religious, by doing the best that he could, then surely you can't either. The Lord asked Nicodemus some questions. "Nicodemus, do you know where the wind comes from? Are you a master of Israel, and can't you answer these questions?" All of this just floored Nicodemus. The Lord was dealing with him because he knew that Nicodemus, like each one of us, had a spiritual need. We read from John chapter 1 and verse 12, "That as many as received him," the Lord Jesus, "to them gave he the power, the authority to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name." Note now, "who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God." It's not being born into a religious family that'll get you to heaven. You can be born in a garage that doesn't make you an automobile. A friend of mine, just like Nicodemus, had a physical birth. Each one listening to me today, we've all had physical birth that fit us for this realm, for this world, for the atmosphere where we are. But if you're going to be fitted for God's presence, like Nicodemus, ye must be born again. Ye must be born from above. It's not being born of the will of man. It's not being born of the will of the flesh. It's been born by the Spirit of God. And when we come with all our guilt and all our need, and when we, like Nicodemus, surrender at the foot of the cross and trust the Savior, he gives us eternal life. "God so loved the world," he went on to say to Nicodemus, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." In 1 John we read, "He that has the Son has life." Turn, like Nicodemus, to Christ. Trust him as Savior and Lord and Master. He'll give you eternal life today. Amen.